The UNC Hospital School is one of the most important and many say effective schools in the state. And yet no student would choose to go here. Parents aren't getting on wait lists. Lotteries aren't being drawn. Even test scores don't really matter. As Principal Flicka Bateman explains, students at her school have bigger problems than homework.
Kids who were in for organ transplants, kids who are here for burns sometimes, kids who are here for chemotherapy may come in for a week, then out for 3 weeks. We also have chronic illnesses such as cystic fibrosis, and we may see those children from the time they're 5 years old till they graduate from high school.
The school serves about 2,000 or so students a year, and the day they arrive, whether it's for 2 days or 6 months, the dozen or so teachers at the UNC Hospital School get to work. Sometimes it means simply coordinating assignments with the student's home district. Other times, it's spending hours at the child's bedside. Grace Richmond is a pre-K through third grade teacher in the psychiatric division of the school. Like most on staff, she's taught in traditional public schools, but calls this job the best one she's ever had.
It's always on the go because you never know. When I come in on a Monday morning, I may have 5 students, I may have 2 students, I'm 8. So it's always exciting, it's always changing.
Teachers who can be flexible thrive at the school, as do those who seek a more intimate setting, like Karen Weatherly, a teacher in the pediatric division.
This position is, I get to work with kids individually a lot, and that's very rewarding, I think, for me personally, and I think it's really helpful for our kids.
Weatherly has been at the school 13 years. Other than retirement, teachers don't leave the UNC Hospital School, but that doesn't mean the job is easy. Every teacher has heart-wrenching stories. Principal Bateman remembers a young girl who was diagnosed with cancer at 15. It went into remission for a while, but came back. Soon, it was clear she wouldn't make it.
Her goal then became, I want to make it to graduation.
But the girl's cancer progressed faster than the academic calendar. So the hospital school and the girl's regular school made special arrangements.
So she did her final paper that she needed to do to graduate, was discharged from the hospital, went home. Everyone dressed up in caps and gowns, and only she received her diploma. And she died the next morning.
I'm afraid of water moccasins.
Charlie Harris is in second grade at Eastern Elementary School in Greenville. But he's not there today. He's here, in a classroom on the 7th floor of the Children's Hospital at UNC. And he's written a story about why he hates water moccasins.
I'm afraid of them because, 1, poisonous, 2, they live in swamps, and 3, teeth as big as hawk's talons.
Charlie likes school, especially math, and he's not shy about telling you he's good at it and that he's smart.
Really smart. My class didn't even know how to do multiplication.
So you're ahead of the class?
Way ahead of the class.
This is Charlie's second day in the hospital, this time. He's here to get a treatment for his cystic fibrosis. His mom, Ramona, calls Charlie a world-class chatterboxer. She says doing schoolwork here provides an important diversion for Charlie.
So I think the routine helps him immensely because he's not going stir crazy in here and he's getting stuff accomplished. He's not getting behind in school. So when he does transition back to school, it's not going to be a ton of makeup work and it's not going to be feeling like he's behind on anything. So I think the school is fantastic.
Because of the nature of Charlie's illness, he can expect many more trips here, right up until he graduates from high school. Principal Flicka Bateman says it's about making sure the student keeps up academically and retains at least some sense of normalcy.
We go to bedside. We have books. We have computers. We have iPads. We talk about the work. We give them tests. All of which says, yes, you're sick, but there is a future. There's hope. So let's get on with your life.
Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.